Okay, so the beginning of Perek Shvi'i. Shlosha shachlu ka'achat chayavin lezamein. If three people eat together, you must make a zimun, which I don't have to tell you, in the time of the Gemara, and maybe in other times, meant that one person benched out loud for everyone, and they were yotzei. I don't have to tell you that. As you know, Mishnah Berurah paskens that nowadays you shouldn't do that because people can't concentrate, so you say it verbatim. Most people don't do that. Some people still, theoretical people who remain nameless, still are motzi everyone. You have to do a zimun. Good. And we're going to see that the question of who are these people who have to join, is it people who ate together, who decided to eat together, who started the meal together, finished the meal together. If two started and a third joined, right, all that is going to be discussed, right? Rabbi Yona limits the case of the actual chiyuv to when they all started together, but okay. But halacha, we have other cases. So the Gemara says, achal d'mai. If you ate d'mai, what's d'mai? No, it's not. It's produce you got from Amaretz, and therefore, rov Amaretz ma'asrin, right? Most Amaretz do give a master, and therefore it's not tavel. I mean, there are banan where machmir, right? Then there is the poskim are going to the question. Joseph Engel has a long piece developing this. Is how do you view demai? Let's say you have demai, and it turns out that the amaretz did give maser. So did you violate? Meaning, when Chazal said demai is usher, what did they mean? Is it it's usher for you to take the risk? But if you take the risk, You can get lucky, like the moral luck argument, right? Or is it because of the suffix, Chazal generated an Isser Darabanan, and therefore you still violated the Darabanan, even though you locked out on the Dar, right, Dom? Who, you? Oh, nice. Very good. Umaser Rishon Shinitla Trumato. So Maser Rishon, that you took the Truma, and now it is Mutter Be'achila. Meiser Sheni v'Ekdish Sheniftu, and you redeem Meiser Sheni, right? Meiser Sheni can either be eaten in Yerushalayim or redeemed and Hektish, right? Obviously, you can redeem it. So all of that, all those cases, right? You might have thought there's some sort of Isser involved. Point is, you can, right? Those are things you're allowed to eat. Yeah. Now, the Mefarshim deal with the question that it's possible that the Bavli basically explains what's the Chiddush here. Isn't it obvious? You're allowed to have Meiser Sheni that was redeemed. So the Bavli says that there's a Machloket Tanoim, whether if you redeemed it but you didn't give the Chomesh, is the Chomesh Ma'akev? And the Chiddush is that if you think the Chomesh is not Ma'akev or the extra fifth, so then, even though you still are chayav to give the fifth, the point is that it's not Tevel anymore, and therefore you're allowed to eat it. Yerushalmi may not hold like this Bavli, so... but just to know that that is how the Bavli deals with the Chiddush here. V'hashamash, the waiter, she'achal kezayit, if he eats a kezayit, so even though he's not sitting with everyone else or reclining with everyone else as it may be, v'hakuti, and the Kutim, who are the Kutim? Right? They're the people who were brought from Eretz Kut, right? Mikuta. Right? They were brought by Shalman Eser, right? In the, when Assyria's policy of moving around people so they wouldn't feel an allegiance to the land they were in and want to rebel. So after he kicked out, Shalman Eser kicked out the Northern Kingdom, he brought the people from Kutim, and then they convert, because God sends lions to attack them because they're worshiping Avodah Zarah, and then Chazal have a machloket, and it changes at different stages is whether we think their conversion counts and was sincere or not. And this is a machloket in many places. Mizam Ninalein, you can make a zimun with them, right? The Chiddush of the Shamash is, even though he's not really part of the meal, he's quasi part of the meal, and that's okay. The Kuti, presumably at this point in the Gemara, it's assuming that he is not, right? He is Jewish, that he's a Geri Emet, right? That's where this is going. According to Avalamachal Tevel, but if Rachman Alitzan, you had Tevel, right? You had something you didn't give Trumur and Maestro, which is terrible. And that is usher. Right now, different mafarshim say, why is it called tevel? Some say because it's tav lo, meaning nisht good. It's not good. Others say tavla. It's like a piece of wood, right? You can't eat it. Umaisa rishon shlo nitla trumato, or maisa rishon that you did not give trumat maser, which also is the status of tevel. Umaser sheni vehekdish shelo niftu, and maser sheni vehekdish that is not redeemed, and you're maser sheni you're eating and not Yerushalayim, and hektish you're trying to eat kodesh. Vashamash achol pachim kizayit, or the shamash that ate less than a kizayit of food. Now this is obvious, right? But it seems to just be just to parallel the resha, right? Because this seems to be obvious. Anyone who doesn't have kizayit isn't benching anyways. Vahanachri, and a non-Jew, right? Rather than the kuti whose status is in question, but an actual non-Jew. Ein mizamnin alehen. You do not do zimun. Now, the one interesting question that emerges from this is that what does it imply by saying ein mizamnin alehen? You don't do zimun, but what? But not they no, but they do bench, right? But they do bench, and that is a machloket rishonim. It's machloket Rambam and Ravid. When you eat something which is not mutter, do you make a bracha? So not everything in this, right? But other cases, no. But I all the isurim. So the Rambam paskins that ko ochal davar haasur bein bezadim bein mishkaga. I remember learning this machlok the first time in Rambam in Ray Wise class. Right? Oh, why?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Tell Rabbi why. Remember when he taught me this machloket? What?
That's a throwback.
Yeah. It means nothing to you. It means something to him. So that's why I said it. Rabbi Y. Friedman. Right? He goes by Rabbi Y because the principal is Rabbi Friedman. So he goes by Rabbi Y instead.
He was teaching
Rabbi? He was. Kala ochel davar. He had gray hair when I was in Yeshiva. When I was in Rabbi. Kala ochel davar asur bemezad mirishkaka enu mevarech alav lovetchil lovesof. Right, so he says it's not really just zimun, is you don't make a bracha. What's the svara? Yeah, why would you say you don't make a bracha? So he says because, well, in general we say, so the reason is because, well, it's usher to eat. So what are you making a bracha, right? That ends up, right? That's minites, right? You're just making God angry. It's not a bracha. You're making God angry. I don't want you to eat it. What are you telling me? Oh, thank God you get it, right? The Ravid is mechadesh that no, right? The Ravid is mechadesh there, and the Rosh Pasman as well, that no, it means ein zamnin. Because even if it's something usher, why should be most of chet al pesha? Right? Why should you, just because you're eating not kosher, that means you shouldn't even acknowledge God, right? You just throw it all out. You're like, look, I have a Yetzer Hara. I'm having, right? Well, tevel. Clearly, you have a deep desire. That's not even a cheeseburger. It's the exact same apple, but I have a taiva to have the apple before I give Truman Meiser, whatever, dates, grapes, right? Wheat, right? Weird people. Okay, fine. But he says, well, why does that legitimate you adding a chayt? You're still getting hana, you still have to make a bracha. But what does Zimun need? Zimun needs chashifut. It needs you to join with other people, and that you can't do because your achila and my achila are fundamentally different. My achila, I guess I was the Russia here. My achila is usur because I have a taiva for untithed produce. And you tzaddik, you're having tithed produce, right? So exactly. So that's the issue here, right? Is that it's not a din in a bracha, it's a din in zimun, right? I still remember learning this. It's a very nice little machloket in Rambam Ravid. Fine. So now the Gemara says, Shlosha gachal chayav in lezamin. Hocha itmar. So the Gemara says, wait a second, there seems to be a stira of sorts. The Mishnah later on says, Ein rishayin lechalek. The three you ate together cannot separate. V'cha itmar chayav in lezamin. So what's the difference between cannot not do a zimun and must do a zimun, right? Ein rishayin lechalek, you can't split up, or chayav in lezamin. We're not done with the perek. This is the first Mishnah. Shmuel Amar. So Shmuel says, Kan betchila, kan besof. So what's betchila basof? So this is a machloket. So the Charedim says that what it means is, well, we'll see. Klomar, to eat on ichad azim nalayin, elek shalachu ad sofa achila. So at this stage, what the Charedim thinks it means, and we'll see another pshat in a minute, is that maybe you're only chayv if you eat from the beginning to the end. And the other, right, by saying Rishan Lechalek, no, once you start eating, zeu, you're part of a group, you have to do it, which creates problems when people don't want to, right? Right, so now sometimes you'll say, even though you're eating together, you're not eating together, right? This is what many postkim say in a dorm context, right? Where like everyone happens to be eating because, yeah, the food's there, but you're not eating together, right? You're eating here, you're eating here, right? Whereas you're eating and talking to each other, maybe, but just because you're at the same table, it's a bigger problem at a wedding, right? Because you do want to be part of the meal, right? You don't want to not be part of the meal because it's a sudas mitzvah. You don't want to not be part of the meal and you lose a mitzvah. On the other hand, you don't want to wait till Shavuot Brachos, no, right? Only the friends wait till Shavuot Brachos and the family wait till Shavuot Brachos. Everyone wants to leave, everyone else leaves after the first dance. Right? Or whatever. This is a real problem. Ramosha Feinstein is a tshuva where he like suggests that you could have kavana and like you're sort of part of the meal, but not part of the meal. It's okay. It's very complicated. That's why there are some weddings, right? Well, you'll see that like they push it. They do benching early and then they'll do another dance after it, right? Which allows people to go without feeling, right? They'll do like the second dance after, right? That's people want to be machmir on this. So, anyways, Ezu Betchilav Zibesof. So train amarain chadam or not nudat lechol zeut chila. If they had dat to eat together, that's bat chila. Achlu kezayin, and they just happen to eat together, zeu basof. Right, that's what the charedim is, where the charedim is getting it. That's the way I understand. He's saying, look, if they started eating together, that's right chayavin lezamein, and then you would think that, right, ein rishan lechalik. Well, in the end of the day, they didn't mean to, but hey, they're sitting next to each other and they're eating. The charna amar. What? Yeah, something like that. V'charna amar, achlu kizayit, zehu batchila. The other sheet just says, no, if you have a kizayit, that's tchila. Gamru achilatan, zehu sof. Meaning, if you just decide you're going to eat together, that's not enough. You have to eat together. What's the difference? So from our Mishnah, you would only know that you're chayv if you finish. The other one says that if you had a kezayit of bread at some point during the meal, that's enough for you to be together. Now, other people explain this. Now, in the Bavli, right, the Bavli also asks about this. My kamash malan tani chadazim, shloshi achol chayv lezamein, hachi kamash malan, so it sounds like it's the first day, right? That if three eat together and they didn't eat yet, they can't divide. So Rabbi Yehuda Paskin's like that. That once you have dot to eat, right? Even if you don't eat together, right? You have to. Right, you have to do a zimun, like what it sounds like in the Reisha. Other people reinterpret this, and they say that no, even according to the Shnia, if you make hamotzi and you eat together, you're chayev. This achal kezayit is lav dafka. It could be less. The point is, right, it's not like the first day up. You don't have to eat together at all. Right? Meaning that the first day it says hachlata is enough. The second one says not kezayit, but even a bite. That's enough. And the Bavli then holds by the second one. So then even according to Bavli, you needed something. The only chiddush, you don't have to have a kezayit. Right? But if you have obviously if you think kezayit is a watermelon, so then sure, you could have less than the kezayit. Fine. This is all based on the Charedim's interpretation, which is based on Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush. However, Tosvot on Brachot Memhei has a different understanding. And he says, no, the way the Gemara works is that Mamish proposed this as a stira, right? And he says, later on it says, Ein Rashayin L'chalek, which implies that only if you finish your meal together, you can't divide, right? But if one wants to finish his meal and bench earlier, he's allowed to. And ours, Chayv L'zamein, implies that you're not allowed to break away. That once you've started, you can't break away. And that the answer to that is kam betchila chan v'sof. So what is betchila? So betchila is you had kavana, meaning you not that you had kavana, but you actually started eating. And on that, we say you have to be mezamein even if you don't finish. And sof means she'echad hitchal lechol lefnei achirim. Is when two people, one person was eating and then two people joined him, or two people were eating and one joined. And the Mishnah is mechadesh that if you finish your meal, you are chayev. And the difference is, right, literally, did people join together, right, later? And the point is that even though you weren't chayev when you started the meal, you become chayev. Okay. Rabbi Abba b'shem Rav Chuna v'rezer b'shem Abba bar Yirmiyah. Shlosha chova. Three people eat together, there's a chov, shnayim reshut. But if two people eat together, they're allowed to be mezamei, but they don't have to. Right? So it's a voluntary zimun. And Amra Rabbi Zera, kumi Rabbi Yasa, Amra le, ani ein li elo mishnah shlosh shach lo kachet chayavim. He disagrees and he says, mapito, it's oze oze, three or nothing. Right? There's no such thing as a voluntary zimun. Right? So 2 day out, is it that three is a chiyuv zimun and then you could have a smaller zimun? Or is it that three is a zimun and that's the definition? Correct. Yeah, exactly. So the Gemara says, what's the machloket? Rabbanan dehacha kidaiton. Rabbanan dehatam kidaiton. He says, yeah, this is a Bavli Yerushalmi, Bavlim Yerushalmim machloket, right? People from Eretz Yisrael and people from, right? Rabbi Yasa was Eretz Yisrael. He paskins like what they do in Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Zera are Bavlim, and they hold like the Bavli. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel said, Shnayim she donu. Din on din. Now, what is it? So here's a very interesting machlok. Okay, this is how they get it from. So the halacha is Shmuel says that if you have how many people do you need in a beit din? So you need three. But the Shmuel holds you need two. You need two. If you do it, it's called chatzuf, right? Done in din elishu nikra beit din chatzuf. That means that three really means two, but two is not as good as three, right? So Shmuel says three means two. Fundamentally, but three ideally, right? So he says, aha, that's the Bavli position. You see that three doesn't mean three. Three means two, and one makes two better into a two plus one. Aha, right?
So there's two and two plus.
Yes. Rabbi Yochavesh Lakish, Taven Amr, Nafilu and Din. And they say, no. They are, right? That is, right, to judge, the din doesn't work at all. You see, shockingly, three means three. Boom. Now I will note that most people here assume that there is not a fundamental connection between these two. It's just like threes and twos. There is, they note here in the footnote, I need to look it up, and if there's anything, I'll share with you tomorrow, that Pnei Yeshua, the Or Sameach, and the Alei Tamar all suggest that there's something fundamental going on here. Okay. Rav Chuna Amar Shlosh Achlu Zebif Ne'azu Zebif Ne'azu Zebif Ne'atzmo V'nit Arvo Mizamnin. Even if you have three people eat separately, one, and then they join, they eat together. And Rav Chiz, you make a Zimun. Chiz Tamar V'hein Shabo Mishalosh Chavurot. That's only if they came from Chavurot where they were Chayev in a Zimun. Because therefore there's like a Chiv on them to make a Zimun, and then they join together and now they make a different Zimun. Yes, they shouldn't have. Potentially. Al daite de Rabbi Zera vechavrute. So Rabbi Zera and his friends, who said that two people can make a zimun, vehein sha'achlu shlosha ka'achat. That means there were three in the groups. Why? Because they'll say it's not a problem because the other groups will all make voluntary zimuns of two, right? And that's why they can separate and just make a zimun. What? So that's an interesting thing, right? Is there like a benefit doing a chiyuv of one or not? Or it's just one it implies here not. Right? But now, several of the mafarshim say, I don't understand. Why don't you go back to your original group. Right, so this is what, so the Mepharshim say maybe it's Ones, or there was some excuse, they were forced out, or they happened to join together, and they're like, oh, I have another alternative, I can, okay.
fine. Rabbi Yonah al-Hadda de Rav Chuna hit Bil Shlosha Ezovot. Now the Gemara gives a third parallel from Parah Aduma that you need the Ezov, right? You need like the hyssop to sprinkle. So if you took three stalks, Zebiv Nazov, Zebiv Nazov, Zebiv Nazov, and it's Arvu Maza, and you mix them together, it works. Maza Behen. So that shows that even though it needs three, it doesn't need a chalos three. It can be three, which is one plus one plus one. Ruchizda Amar Vehen Shabo Mishalos Chavilot. Ruchizda said, no, it has to come from three groupings. If you take it from three groupings and then you join them together, just like the three guys from three different Mzimunim, and then you mix them together, aha, you can recreate the chalos. Al Dai de Reziva Chavruta Vushim Pirshloshen Gahachatz. Right? So. And according to this, that three means three and not two lechatchila, that means you mamish need three in the end. And the Gemara says, and in Tamar ain lemaid an ezov mi bracha, and maybe you'll think that ezov and bracha have nothing to do with each other.
Yes.
Va'an chazin and rabbanan kayam and besukah, v'yalfin min titanarok. The rabbis were in the sukkah. Or they were learning Hilchot Sukkah, rather, and they started learning about Hilchot Mikvot.
What kind of this?
So you say, and then, you know, maybe we'll see this tomorrow, but the point is the Gemara is, aha, you see other things that don't seem related, and they are related. So we'll see what the Gemara thought was related that wasn't related to tomorrow, yes. This is a little bit confusing, but we do have to do halacha soon, so.